John, you used the word extortion in conversation with the dispatch. How contentious is this, and how PO'd are you with this agent?
I understand agents have jobs to do. They represent their players. We like Ryan Johansson. We think he's a good hockey player. He's a young man that's come a long way since this group here has been assembled in running the organization. But at certain times when you get involved with negotiations, enough's enough. We've made a bridge offer, which we control. It's hard for me to sit here and talk to you folks to have you folks understand the CBA. I understand if you don't, because it's a legal document. Bill knows, Yarmo knows, I know, we have other people that know. Our bridge contract would be a short-term contract. We've offered them $3 million a year for the 2 years. They want double that. We then went to longer-term contracts. We offered him $32 million over a six-year term. They don't want it, and they came back with numbers much, much higher than that. By the way, that number is higher than Jamie Benn, the captain of the Dallas Stars. It's not quite a John Tavares, but it's very close. He's a tremendous hockey player with the Islanders. We've offered him an eight-year deal at $46 million. They didn't like that either. So when you start talking about contracts that have been extended on our behalf that are close to $50 million, I think that our group has been very fair, in fact, more than fair. And it's nowhere near what they want. And when it gets to that point, you start going, you know, enough's enough here. We're trying to do the right thing for our organization. We're trying to be very fair to a good young man in Ryan Johansson, who's got a bright future here. We're trying to do the right thing. And all we're getting is no, 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 no. So it starts to, it makes you go, you know, enough's enough.